I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Josie Figueroa, who leads Wonder Root's generally local, mostly independent film series. Josie, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Floyd.
Always a pleasure to talk to you about Wonder Root's local film series, and we are entering into a very important time for that film series. We're raising some money with the Power to Give platform. So talk about that.
Yeah. So Wonder Root has been familiar with the Power to Give donation series that the City of Atlanta does. And we were selected among many other programs to have a donations be matched for our program. So for every donation we get for the program, the city mayor's office will donate and match that donation. So we're really excited about that potential. We're hoping that we'll use that money to continue to help filmmakers get money to make more films. Our goal is $5,000, and that $5,000 right now is separated into money going towards each quarterly screening and also money going towards the actual filmmakers who are, like, winning during every screening. We're going to try to have awards every screening. That way, every screening, filmmakers are being highlighted, and we really want to continue with the celebratory vibe that we have. It's a wonderful, exciting thing for them to just be screened at Plaza Theater on the main screen, and to be able to bring their, like, family members and friends. So to add that next level as we're growing, to be able to support them financially, it'll be small for now, but it's a big move for the local film series, and I think for film in Atlanta, hopefully.
Well, Josie, let's talk about the actual calendar layout of the local film series. So we just finished with the Best Of screening, which was the end of year screening. So talk about what happens up until that point.
So we have three screenings throughout the year that are submission based and programmed by three programmers, myself, Chrissy Brenneman, and Alex Watson. And the first one during the year is during Atlanta Film Festival, which is also, it's like one of our biggest screenings. And then the second one is over the summer normally. And then the third one is in the fall. And then our fourth screening is generally the Best Of screening, which is out of all the films that we've selected throughout the year, we get the High Museum to curate between all those films. They actually select which ones they thought were the best, and then we screened those at the High Museum. And this year was the first year we were able to give awards to our filmmakers, and that's another thing that Power to Give will hopefully allow us to fund, is even more awards towards this Best Of filmmaker. So that's pretty much the calendar.
Okay. Now, for those of our listeners who may not be as familiar with the film festival structure, what do the winners receive, or I guess what does Wonder Root help them with after they've won a film festival, and what, I guess, future steps go along with that?
Great. So during each of the screenings, there is a selected film, and that selected film and filmmaker get the opportunity for a festival consultation with the programming director of Atlanta Film Festival, who's Chrissy Brenneman, who's also programming our shorts. And she puts together this festival list for that film. Because she's familiar with festivals, she introduces the filmmaker to what festivals will be more receptive to her films. And then the door money that has been coming in from Wonder Root goes to pay for the submissions to those festivals for that filmmaker. So depending on how much money we actually get, that money differs. As the Power to Give thing gets approved and we kind of figure out the budget, That might be tweaked just a little bit, but the ideal goal is to have Georgia filmmakers be introduced to the festival circuit and to have their films be a part of festivals all over the world. That way they get to learn about that experience and they get to learn how to promote themselves, but also more of a Georgia voice and an Atlanta voice is being heard around the world. And the South has very interesting stories and very interesting characters. And that's something that I personally want to highlight. And I know that it's important for the Atlanta film community, whether or not they can actually directly say those words and express those needs. I don't think it's there, but I think that that's the overall goal, is to just have an exposure and be treated as a place where films are also being made within rather than being brought here to be made.
So for all of our listeners out there, if you're hearing Josie talk about what the Wonder Root, generally local, mostly independent film series does, how it supports our local filmmakers, this should incentivize you to help us continue this great work in this Power to Give campaign. The goal is $5,000, but actually it's $2,500.
Yes, because everything gets matched.
Exactly. So it's $2,500 with the one-to-one match from the City of Atlanta, the Mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs, actually. So, Josie, what will our contributors get, and what are the different levels of this Power to Give campaign?
So the Power to Give campaign, it has different donor benefits. Starting at $25, you get a handwritten letter from the programmers, which again are me, Christy Renneman, and Alex Watson. And it goes up, I think, to $50, $100, maybe $200 and $500. And it accumulates. So you'll get the handwritten letter and like a Wonder Root membership. And then you'll get the handwritten letter, a Wonder Root membership, and like a dinner with us for like the highest donors, which is great. And we would love to do that if someone is able to donate a larger amount of sum of money, then we would love to sit down and have a conversation with them about film and about what they are actually impacting. Because a lot of the filmmakers that have come through Wonder Root have also been screened at many other festivals, including South by Southwest and Atlanta Film Festival. We have like proof that it's working, and it might be slower, but I think that this year has been like the biggest year for us as far as the quality of films and diversity of films. And we're really proud of that. And we really believe in this program being essential to filmmaking in Atlanta. So we want to spend time and be like genuine and there for the people who donate. So all of the donor packages and benefits include something very personal from us.
So for our listeners, this is your chance to impact and really get an intimate look and a very rare and unique moment of closeness and bonding with the people who really want to help Atlanta film go to the next level. And while I am partial to the work that Josie and Christy and Alex are doing as an Atlantan, as someone who loves the arts, I feel like this is a great chance to impact a really emerging community here in Atlanta. So, Josie, what should our listeners do if they want to support? What should they do right now?
Well, I think there's many ways to support. First of all, to support us, if you're, you know, if maybe you don't have enough money to donate, like us on Facebook, come to the screenings, share with us. Share our program with your friends. On Facebook, you will see our link to the Power to Give site. It has like some, it doesn't have like an official easy link to go to, but you can also do a Google search for Power to Give, and it's just a two, like the number. Power to Give, and then Wonder Root's local film series. And that should take you directly to it. It's also on the Wonder Root website. And And it's very easy to donate, and it'll show, it'll list out all of our budgetary plans and what we're planning on doing with the money and all of the donor benefits. And just share it with your community. Share it with people who follow the arts, who want to be a part of making Atlanta strive in the film world. And yeah.
While we would love to have a few of you donate larger sums of money, I do want to emphasize the affordability of the $25 level. So for our Wonderroot members out there, a yearly membership to the Wonderroot Community Arts Center is $60. For $25, you can get that same membership. So you can get the same benefit for less than half of the normal price. So if you're looking to renew your Wonderroot membership, why not make a $25 donation to this Power to Give campaign, and that will take care of your yearly membership fee for the Wonderroot Community Arts Center. Josie, if you could you give maybe a couple of examples of local filmmakers who have benefited by all of the work that you all are doing?
Sure. I think the most like recent and obvious example for me is Nathan Honnold. He had a documentary this year that screened at Wonderroot's local film series during the Atlanta Film Festival called Thomas Bennett. But it also screened at during the Atlanta Film Festival in their documentary short series. And it won the ability to be screened again during the Atlanta Film Festival, because the way that they do it is like the audience gets to choose the best doc shorts and then those get to be screened again. And so his film was actually screened three times during the Atlanta Film Festival, which is incredible. And that film, or I'm not sure if that film went on to South by Southwest, but I know some of the ones that he had screened at Wonderroot last year had the opportunity to go to South by Southwest. And he's built a huge network of people just from coming to our screenings and started working with some other filmmakers in Atlanta and making plans and things from like meeting actors. So not only is this like a great place to showcase your work because we are screening it at Plaza Theater, it's also an amazing place to network and find people who like your work and who want to work with you. I think that especially during the beginning of Wonderroot, and now it's more moving towards festival, but I think that that was the biggest thing that we had to offer people, was connecting and building community, wanting there to be a presence of people who felt good about being a part of it. So like other filmmakers like Daryl Hazelrig, also he's like traveled all over the country with some of the films that he submitted to Wonderroot, which is really exciting. I'm glad to be able to have programmed both Daryl's and Nathan's films, and to continue to follow their work because they're both amazingly talented. And it's important for me and for the programmers and for Wonderroot, I think, to support the artists that we believe in and help them along the way. So I think that this program has definitely done that for filmmakers and aspires to continue to do that in even bigger ways.
You mentioned Nathan Honnold. We actually had Nathan on a podcast here in 2014, as well as House of June. The ladies from yes. House of June, they were also here at Wonderroot for a podcast. So we love the work that all of them are doing. And very funny, I actually met Thomas Bennett.
You did?
I did. After I saw the film, the documentary by Nathan, I was on Ponce at Starbucks. And he walked in. And I talked to him. I told him that I saw the work. And it was just like a really...
How did he feel? How did he respond?
He was awesome. He was smiling. He was happy. which made me happy. So
that's so beautiful. And there's been so many like doc shorts like that that really kind of introduce you to your community, like Nicole Powell's Free Art for You. You get to know Atlanta. Or Arthur Thomas, who recently won the Jury Selected Prize at our Best Of, he did Keep It Clean, which is a short documentary on Sig Samuel's cleaning shop, dry cleaners. And that's like this like beautiful piece of history that follows this really amazing man who owned the business and was like leaving it to his kids, and it turns out that he passed away, you know. And so every time we drive by, leaving like the Midtown Arts Cinema or, you know, Trader Joe's there, I think about that history that I now know of Sig Samuels and Thomas Bennett, or characters, or even like artists like Golden Child that were highlighted by Brantley Watts, also that made it into the Best Of. It's a wonderful way to just spread love. Like, film is, a lot of these filmmakers have love for their communities. They have love for the art. So I think that, like, overall, this is just, it's full of positivity and good energy. And that's why people need to support it.
Yeah, so many of these filmmakers are making films about Atlanta. And through their work, you get a very different and intimate look at the city, and it helps to recontextualize all of these different places around you in a very beautiful way.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I can think of so many more films too.
Yeah, I mean, and I totally had overlooked Free Art for You, the Nicole Powell piece. We actually had Nicole in for a podcast last year. So there are all these different subjects and topics that people approach that really help you learn more about Atlanta. So if you're listening and you're thinking about whether you should donate, if you can hear the sincerity in our voices as we talk about these filmmakers and their work, please consider making a donation to the Power to Give campaign in support of Wonder Roots, generally local, mostly independent film series. Josie, any final thoughts as we close out?
Just excited for what the future has to bring, not only for Wonder Root, for also for like each of its individual programs, and just feeling really lucky to be a part of the generally local, mostly independent film series. Every time it seems to be getting better and easier to run, thanks to just the growth and doing it a lot. The program management here at Wonder Root is really helpful and supportive. So just overall feeling positive about the new year.
Awesome. And to reiterate our earlier stance, please keep in mind that our goal is $5,000, but actually it's $2,500 with the one-to-one match from the city. So we appreciate all of our listeners, all of our supporters for helping us to continue this type of programming. With that being said, you can find out more information about the local film series on Facebook, as Josie mentioned earlier. If you do a simple search for Wonder Root and then film, it'll probably pop up in the search box there. There will also be a link on Wonder Root's Facebook page, as well as on Twitter. That's facebook.com/wonderpage. And on Twitter, it's at Wonder Root. So that being said, Josie, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Floyd.